By the way, when would this person be most stressed? Whenever they're around somebody who isn't happy. Because for them, it's survival. I'll give you an example. I'm in Fiji many years ago after I made this distinction. And I was doing the Date with Destiny program. And I had created a whole new set of technologies, including Primary Question. And I needed the time for it. So a year in advance, I said, okay, let's extend it a day and a half so that people have time to relax. Because in Fiji, we're able to do this in a less stressed environment. We have more time. So I want to make sure they have time to hang out in Fiji, do some cool things, and I want to get this new material in. And I know that's how I can make the program what? That's right. What's always going through my head, right? So everybody agrees to do this. I get the Fiji. I'm there. I've laid out the best program of my life, one that obviously is better. And I find out the day before people are going to arrive that somebody screwed up in the mailing, and they did not add the day and a half. So people are going to fly out early, which means now I start feeling massive, massive stress and anger. I don't want to beat the person up, but I just can't, I'm feeling my veins popping out of my head because now I can't make it better. And I literally was so frustrated. I was shaking. I was saying, can you explain to me how somebody could screw up on a day and a half with my program? And I said, there's got to be a way to turn this around. There weren't people already on planes. The planes were already booked. Only so many planes getting out of Fiji. There really wasn't a way. So I hung up the phone, and I just wanted to scream. And I went in my room, and I was shaking, and I was trying to write out what I was going to do, and I was so stressed, and I started to cry. And I was like, last time I did this was that time with my group of people, 3 or 4 years before that. I mean, I felt reduced to that level. And I thought, what is really going on here? Remember that question? What's really going on? For me to have this much pain, I must be having something significant going on. And then I realized what it was. I was buying into the illusion that because I lost a day and a half, I couldn't make it better. And to not make it better for me will equal what? Death. That'll make you somewhat stressed. It means I'm not able to live my identity, be who I am, give my all, do what God put me here for, and I might as well be dead. This is somewhat stressful at an unconscious level. Fortunately, it's no longer unconscious. I realize then what this is such what? I could have people for an hour and make it better. You know? So I will find a way to make this better. It's just a bigger challenge. It's not my preference, bigger challenge. And the minute I did that, I was out of the hypnosis. I no longer had any sense of loss, and I was fine. Any time in your life when you get really, really upset, it's because your primary question, you have the illusion you can't meet it. That something, someone has kept you from meeting it, and you are now in survival. Whatever it is. So my friend, when he thought his freedom was being threatened, freaks out. And when people freak out, they take on stress-reducing behaviors. Mitigators, like smoking, drinking, watching TV, yelling at people, avoiding things, sleeping, doing something else, using distraction, cleaning their desk for the 42nd time, whatever it is that they do. Everybody's got different stress-reducing abilities. Going and spending time with friends and talking about stuff that doesn't matter so they can feel good in the moment. Everybody's got a way to get out of survival. But the problem is it doesn't deal with the core of what's going on, and so you usually tend to return to that stress, and now you have an addiction of some sort. How many follow this? Say aye.